This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Was there any part of you that wanted to go back up?
Yeah, I mean, definitely wanted to finish it, but, throwing every 6 days, 5 days, whatever it is now, definitely understand that side of it.
Paul Skeens, after the game, got pulled, as you now know, after seven no-hit innings and 11 strikeouts. He was superb, and he wanted to do it, but he also towed the company line, and I respect the hell out of this guy, Doran, because you know that competitive fire is burning and eating him. But I also wonder if he's got the long-term thought, like, honestly, oh, I'm going to do it anyway. Like, at some point, my ass is throwing a no-hitter. And so I don't worry so much that my chance here got taken away from me, because he'd also got pulled after six no-hit innings against Chicago. He probably thinks this is old hat. This is easy. It'll happen again. I do wonder if that is his mindset.
Well, it also depends on what groove he felt he was in. Like, whenever you're an athlete and you're performing at a high level and you're focused and you're into it, you're in sync, it's sometimes you can get close to that. Sometimes it's hard to get back into that zone. And we were sitting here watching. I was like, look at him. I was like, he's in the zone. And not to say that he'll never get back in the zone, but whenever you get so close to accomplishing something and you know you're in the zone and you're feeling it and it gets taken away from you, it is hard to get back to that type of zone. You can probably get to the zone again, but that zone, if he was feeling it, like really feeling it, I would have been a little bit frustrated, because it's like, man, like I wasn't tired. You said I was tired. I could have gone longer. And I know that next inning I went out there, I just struck out, six pitches. I could have did that again.
Yeah.
That's hard to grasp and try to get back to that moment again, even though that he probably will. But in that actual singular moment, that's sometimes tough to get to.
That makes a ton of sense. You work really hard to throw seven no-hit innings. Really hard, especially those first three where he was really laboring. I wonder what his plan would have been if he goes out there for the eighth inning. He's such a strikeout merchant where anytime he gets two strikes, he's not thinking, I'm going to make a pitcher's pitch, maybe he'll roll over on one. He's trying to strike the dude out. Mm-hmm. He's throwing a slider off the plate. He's throwing a splinker below the zone. He's throwing a fastball high. He's looking for chases. I wonder if he goes out there for the eighth, if he's thinking, I'm pitching a contact here, and if they break up my no-hitter, so be it. They break up my no-hitter. But my stuff is good enough that there's probably going to be weak contact. I'm just going to see what happens. I wonder if that's the mindset, or if it's, I got to be the bulldog, and if I just go out there doing what I've been doing the whole time.
Well, let's try to put ourselves in his shoes. I mean, the hypothetical and, you know, just being Paul Skeens, if I get a chance to go back out there, in my mindset, I need my best pitches to throw the least pitches so I can go maybe back out there again. So whatever that is, that's the approach I would take. If it's throwing, you know, off speed pitches and trying to catch guys, and as long as there isn't contact, I feel like I would have another chance to go back out, because my pitches would be minimal. Like, if I'm throwing a contact and they're fouling, and then I get one batter and I'm throwing and I'm up to like nine pitches or eight pitches, then I know that I'm coming out. But if I want to give myself a chance to actually do this thing, I'm throwing my best pitches that I know I can get, you know, One up, one down, two up, two down, three up, three down, like as fast as possible.
I agree that that's exactly what I would do, not to get like super esoteric on this or like really nut down on it, but I'm throwing nothing but splinkers at the bottom of the zone.
Right.
And you're either going to swing over the top of it, or what are you going to do? You're going to chop it to my third baseman or to my shortstop.
Exactly. Like
you're not putting that thing in play with any kind of gusto.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what I'm doing. And it probably would have worked.
Yeah.
Like, does anybody have any doubt? Callis isn't here. That's why there was no music at the top of the segment. I looked to see if he wanted to be part of the conversation. Is there any doubt he would have done it? Like, I feel so confident he would have got it done.
Just based off of the last inning.
Mm-hmm.
The last inning, I mean, he was in that groove. Like, I mean, whenever he, and that confidence, that aura, I mean, you let that ride. That's what, you know, sports are about. And that's what momentum's about. Like, he had that momentum. There's no doubt that he would have just gone out there and just been like, I am so close and I am finishing this.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody that's going to stop me.
Yeah.
And he has that mentality every single time he takes a mound. And then he was in the thick of that. Pfft, no doubt.
2 out of 11 starts now. He has not given up a hit. And I joked about this before, that anytime you see his name penciled in there, it's a no-hitter watch.
Mm-hmm.
He's that good. You brought up fouling pitches, you know, specifically to that eighth inning, and that's how that would really, you know, push that pitch count up. That has been really interesting to watch. Is he gets a ton of swings and misses. I also can't remember a pitcher that gets fouled off as much as Skeens.
Well, I believe that the reason why he gets fouled off is because guys that are at the plate are like, I got to get a piece of something. They're not saying, like, you know, they're almost guessing, but at the same time, putting the bat where it needs to be just to get something, just to hear, and for them to get into a confidence where, okay, this guy's just a rookie. Like, hold up, I gotta at least get a piece. I gotta get something
like
so I can stay alive.
Mode, really.
I gotta stay alive. You see some guys, they do chop at it, and some guys do half swing, and some guys do just kind of, you know, just guide the bat just to get a piece so it looks like they're just not going to get up there to strike out.
Dudes be looking silly against this guy, man. He leads the league in wry smiles, too, because he knows he's filthy. He knows this is ridiculous.
And the timing of it, too. Like, if you're a batter, like, you want to get the timing of what his pitches are doing. And even if I can just get a little piece, okay, I know that, okay, there's the timing. Okay, let him throw another one and let me watch it. And then now, okay, I feel the timing. And then now it's a mind game.
Yes.
And then he plays the mind game because he knows you're doing that. So then he throws the splinker. And you're done.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
I hope that made sense.
It made a ton of sense. Okay, I'm sitting fastball. I'm geared up for fastball. If I get it, I'm going to get at least a piece of this thing. And a lot of times, okay, you gear up for 99, 100. It's Major League Baseball. And then he'll throw a changeup. And he'll throw that splinker, which for my money is the best pitch in baseball. And he'll throw the slider. And even we saw this early in the game. Even on a non-crisp hanging slider, he's getting swings where guys look silly because you just have to gear up for 99, 100, 101. And the most beautiful thing about this guy, as I made a guttural sound there into the microphone, is, and I said it yesterday, and I'm not alone in saying this, he just knows how to pitch.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a couple of guys hit leadoff home runs against him. So the first two pitches he threw the game were splinkers. And then the second batter of the game, first pitch, my recollection, splinker. Oh, you think I'm just going to come in here throwing heat? Nah, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kind of warmed back into the fastball as the game got going. Instead of starting off, I'm just going to be fastball guy. He's a beaut, man. He's an absolute beaut, and he deserves to start the All-Star game.
Well, it also, I think, has to do with, you know, he assesses the lineup, and he knows that the second time around or third time around, what guys are thinking. It's like splinker, splinker, splinker. Oh, man, this is what this guy's doing. And then the guys are going to watch the other guys in, like, the middle of the order, and then he's throwing fastball. It's like, okay, what next time I'm up, I don't know.
Yep.
Don't know what I'm going to get. Then all of a sudden, 102.
He's his own reliever.
Yeah.
He's a different guy every time through the order.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw, like, 65% of his pitches for strikes, and it's what he does every time. I didn't know he'd be such a great control guy. And we saw it in AAA. Okay, guys are going to expand the zone. Guys aren't going to be able to touch his stuff at that level. So you see the walk numbers being low, and you're like, okay. Then he comes up here. He just doesn't walk anybody. So we got a couple of things going here. We want to tell you what the National League manager of the All-Star game had to say about Paul Skene. So we will get to that. And then here's the question at 412-928-9370 on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Are you more upset that you got robbed the chance to see Skene make history? Or are you more happy that the Pirates took 2 out of 3 in Milwaukee? That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll. It is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. So far, 57% of people, they've got a little bit of perspective here, Doran. They're saying they're happy. And yesterday, I was pissed. And then I was happy when they won, but then I was still pissed. Today, I'm happy that they won. I feel pretty good that they were able to take 2 out of 3 in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
They got their ass whooped, didn't score a run in game number 2. They only scored 1 run over their second 2 games that they're putting up a 12 spot. It's maddening. But to go in there and win, and really, the division could have gotten totally away from them there. They're 8.5 back. If you swept, you're 6.5 back. But you take a game in the standings, they could have been a total afterthought. I don't know that it's super likely they're going to win in the division. But if they got swept there or they lost 2 out of 3, boy, you're really fighting an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to be happier about it. 412-928-9370. Are you happy? Are you upset? We'll let you hear from the manager of the National League All-Star team when we come back. A lot of Skenes and a lot of you today at 412-928-9370. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door. In as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For you. Skenes has the best ERA among starters in all of Major League Baseball, and he doesn't qualify yet, but we all recognize it. He is the story of the sports world right now. It was ESPYs night. That generally means not a lot's going on, and you heard Boomer do his sports update on that during the break. We got a text saying that Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima are talking about it in Cleveland right now, which kind of titillates me. Paul Skenes, the story in sports. What happened yesterday, the story in sports. And Torey Lovullo, whose name I've butchered now 3 different ways, is the manager of the Diamondbacks, the manager of the NL All-Star team. He said, I just want to hit this right on the sweet spot. We want the world to watch this game, and I want to make sure that I take my time before I make the decision. Those two things can't exist at the same time, I don't think, Doran. If you want the world to watch this game, the decision has to have already been made.
Right.
Paul Skenes deserves it on merit. Paul Skenes has been, in his 11 starts, the best pitcher in all of Major League Baseball. But as an entertainment vessel, he's also the slam dunk obvious choice, no?
I mean, what's the con?
Yeah!
That's kind of where I come down to it. Like, what's the bad that could come out of it? Like, if you start a young rookie phenom,
yeah,
I don't see like I don't think this is a huge decision in my opinion.
Like, does he just not want to piss off the old heads who think you've got to accrue a certain amount of service time?
Maybe, but, well, he made the All-Star game. You know, there's no charity work being done here. Like, this is not a charity case. This is a guy that's earned it, obviously, to be in the All-Star game. If everybody is talking about it and has been talking about it all season since he's been up, I don't think that this is really that. It's not rocket science. Like, there's no con to this situation. I don't think any of the other players that are on his team would have an issue with it either.
No, they probably want to see it too. Yeah. Honestly, just the spectacle of the thing. And Chris Sale's not going to be available for this, right? I mean, Amanga from the Cubs, I guess, would be part of the discussion. He's got a 2.97 ERA. His ERA is a full run more than Paul Skeens. Yeah, Christopher Sanchez, he's the Phillies' third starter, so he ain't going to be the all-star starter of the All-Star. I don't even know if he made it. Zach Wheeler, Ranger Suarez, these are all the guys that are, you know, right there in the ERA conversation. If you polled people around the country, name a Major League Baseball player. No one outside of Philly is saying Ranger Suarez.
No.
Name that comes to head. No one's saying Zach Wheeler. No one's saying Sale. No one's saying Sanchez. No one's saying Amanga. No one's saying Andrew Abbott from Cincinnati or Max Fried or Jake Irvin or Gavin Stone. Are you kidding me with these guys? Sonny Gray, Hunter Green, Aaron Nola. None of these guys are getting mentioned.
Mm-mm.
Paul Skeens would be among the Mike Trouts. He might be the one right now. Mike Trouts and Shohei Ohtani's and Aaron Judge is going to be a guy. He's in the top five. And again, he might be one. So if you want to have the world watching, if he had the same ERA as these guys and you want the world watching, that's your guy.
Yes, it is.
And it's obvious. And I think he knows that too. And I think it's going to come to pass. How could it not? And if you're Rob Manfred, I saw Pony tweet this out yesterday, and we had talked about it on the show. If you're Rob Manfred, you march down there and you say his ass is starting.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw our and one friend, Austin Bechtold, say it's not his decision. The hell it isn't. What are you talking about? Right. It's not his thing, but you're the commissioner.
This is a Major League Baseball, or this is a Major League event.
Yes. Yes.
So it is, the perception of it is the biggest.
Yes. If Bud Selig can say this game is ending in a tie, if Bud Selig can say we're now having the All-Star game mean home field advantage in the World Series, then sweet mother of all things holy, you can have Rob Manfred say, Paul Skeens is starting the All-Star game. You've been waiting patiently over there, Callis.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I mean, talking about how hard of a decision they're trying to make it seem, like, I hate how managers and head coaches do that nowadays where they just make simple things seem like they're so difficult. I feel like managers and head coaches of the before time, you get so many nice quotes from history. They felt so much more personable back in the day. And now Torrey Lovello is how you pronounce
Thank
it, by
you.
The way. You know, he's coming out here. Oh, yeah, I got to really think. I hate when the managers make it seem like it's harder than it is.
Yeah.
Like it's harder than what, you know, we're all seeing.
Yes. Yes. It's not. Hey, dear, what do you want to eat for dinner tonight? That is a decision.
Mm-hmm.
That takes forever. Well, I'm thinking this. Well, we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pain in the ass. Whether or not Paul Skeens should start for you in the All-Star game, that's not a tough decision.
No.
At all. 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. We're going to talk to Jason Mackey about all these things coming up at 9 o'clock. The question we got out there right now, and I promised that we would take your phone calls and you've lined up for us, is now that the dust has settled on this whole Paul Skeens doing Paul Skeens things, are you happy about the win or are you still mad that you got quote-unquote robbed the chance to see history? We'll take your calls. We'll discuss that coming up next. 412-928-9370. This Paul Skeens talk on the Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Oh, Callis is going to love this, Dorm. I didn't put this together. This is a good text here at 412-928-9370. Callis, buckle in here, baby. This is great. Skeens, 7 innings, 11 strikeouts on 7-11 day.
Yes!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get him signed up. I don't know. Can he do 7-Eleven when they all do sheets? Probably not.
Probably not.
I wouldn't say so.
Sheets, Farley. Farley, far superior.
Yes. Dietz has slushies too.
Good point by you. Not to like take this conversation off the rails, but it's a Friday. It's what we do.
If there's one reason to agree with Shelton, that's the one. Because it was 7 innings, 11 strikeouts. Thank you, Shelton,
yes,
for giving us
pull
that.
Pull him for Slurpee promotion purposes. I hit sheets all up and down the highway. It doesn't miss. We were probably 45 minutes outside of Baltimore, and there were sheets, and there was a sign for Primanti's. I feel like Pittsburgh Manifest Destiny, we're just spreading out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just going to be the United States of Pittsburgh one day.
Yep.
Stillers Nation. And I saw some host on the ESPN morning show that they got going on now that has nobody that you've ever heard of before. They ranked, what they're doing now, they're ranking NFL fan bases. They had Steelers fan base number one.
Number one, baby.
We taken over.
Oh, yeah.
And we know that because we see our numbers. And football season, I mean, our numbers are just great. I mean, our numbers are great. But football season, you people are sick. Sick! One more text. Oh my God, Callis named the starters in his update. It's a Christmas in July miracle. Well, Callis is trying. The Pirates haven't named a starter for today yet. Right?
Yeah, I mentioned that.
Do you know who they're throwing this series?
I think Marco Gonzalez on today.
Really?
I don't know. I think so.
Ortiz on Saturday, Keller on Sunday.
All right, so if Ortiz is going tomorrow, he ain't going to be the opener today, and Priester was just the opener. It'd be cool if Marco came back.
I think maybe.
Yeah, I wonder what they're going to do if otherwise. Just bullpen it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've won 5 of their 6 bullpen games, which that to me is, of all the great starting pitching they've had this year, but they're able to get by, and not just get by, but win 5 of 6 of those bullpen games, that's really something special.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd turn to it as much in the second half when everybody's healthy, but yeah. Were you happy with the win, or were you more happy with the win or angry that you got robbed the chance to see history? 412-928-9370. Jeff in Finleyville, next up on the Fan. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm glad they pulled him, but also at the time I didn't want to see him go. But he's just like Pryor, Wood, or any of them guys. If he gets hurt, what are you going to say then?
No, I understand
he's
that.
Wrong.
I understand that, but I don't know that just because he throws an extra 25 pitches in a start means he's going to get hurt. I don't think anybody knows.
Are you willing to take that risk, though?
That's the thing. $300 million man.
Not here. I would have been willing to take the risk, yes, because I probably just would have dialed him back on another start. Like, at some point, they're going to dial him back. At some point, they're going to skip a start for him the way that they did with Jones. Because you've got the break here, you don't even need to skip the start.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're willing to take that risk and he gets hurt, you're not going to have the chance to dial him back.
If you're saying he gets hurt in game because he's pushing himself.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, then you're done.
Yeah, you're willing to take that risk that he strains his bicep.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really willing to do that and lose him for a month and a half?
I don't think there's a right answer because you're guessing and you're hoping they're educated guesses and you're hoping that you have the full organization thinking one direction and you're not pulling it from different areas because that's when I think you could get into trouble. But I'm a fan and in the moment, I just want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see because not only has what he done been special, just imagine that on the baseball card forever. His 11th start. Almost a year to the day after he's drafted, and he's throwing a no-hitter.
Unreal.
It's stupid. We're going to get into later on in the show if Paul Skenes is having the best rookie season in Pittsburgh history. And then Doran said, well, why don't we start pulling up best rookie seasons ever across North American sports? And so we did. And if he keeps it up, he's going to be right up there. Right up there. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Jason in Huntington. Hi, Jason. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. I think this is a global issue as far as the organization and what they're... This Skenes is, without a doubt, or, you know, without question, a generational talent. Do you plan on having him? I guess I'll ask you guys, do you plan on him being here 4 years and then shipping him off like has been everyone else, or do you plan on him being here and maybe signing him and actually making a real commitment to him long term. Once I get your answer, I'll answer your question.
The planning and doing is different. Like, yeah, you plan on signing him. He's your 1-1 pick, and he's gonna at that time he'll probably be regarded as one of the best pitchers ever. But you plan on it? Will they do it? I don't know.
Well, that's my point. I've been following this franchise for 30 years, 40 years. I just can't get my mind around them paying him, because when his contract comes up and he starts making real money, when it gets into arbitration, and then their track record is they're going to move him. And if they I don't see them paying him $500 million. I just don't see it.
You're probably right, Jason, and I would love to shout you down and say, like, we don't need to do this today, but it's always part of the conversation.
Yes.
And look, we have been critical of this front office. Everyone has been critical of the ownership and whether or not they're going to pour money into this team. I don't know that there is another small market team in Major League Baseball that could keep Skeens around. The Marlins, they paid Giancarlo Stanton a bunch of money, but they knew that they were doing it to curry favor with the fan base, but that he was never going to see the end of the contract there.
Mm-hmm.
They handed him out, $300 million or something like that. And at the time, I was thinking, this is great for small market baseball, but they never had any ideas of making sure he would play his entire contract in Miami. And I don't think if he played in Milwaukee, they're not paying him $500 million. If he played, Cleveland, they're not paying him $500 million. So we can be mad about ownership, and I get it. And I'm not going to slap anybody down that wants to bring that part of the conversation into the conversation today. But the state of Major League Baseball is he would not be probably in any place longer than his rookie deal in arbitration if it was a small market team.
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't gonna happen in all likelihood. And here's the other thing, and I probably shouldn't go down this path on the day after he almost throws a no-hitter, but if I'm Skeens, I would want to hit free agency too. I mean, come on.
Get the most money as possible.
Yeah. Shohei obviously loves California and the LA area.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to go to the highest bidder, as is his right. And you only have what does Skeens have at max? Like, you think about Scherzer and he pitched until he's 40. Skeens has 18 years, maybe, to get the most out of the thing he will be best at for the rest of his life. You got to factor him in too. And why wouldn't you at that point if you're Skeens? Say, well, I'm at least going to dip my toe in the water.
Well, his makeup, I know he'll give the Pirates a chance. He'll give a Pirate. It's not going to be like, yeah, I'm going to hit free agency and then that's it. Like, see you later. Thank you for drafting me. No, he's going to give them a chance to match, and it's going to be up to the Pirates if they do that, and I don't think that they're going to be willing to do that. Well, they'll be willing to do that, but they just won't.
To a point, yeah.
Yeah, it won't be feasible.
Yeah. And I wonder if, honestly, if they're, like, after every start they go to him, hey, you want to talk contract? I mean, I would.
Mm-hmm.
I would try. Sure. Because, you know, arbitration's arbitration. Hey, you're 22. We'll give you $300 million right now to be here until you're 32. And then $30 million a year. And you would guarantee yourself money, and you'd be making a lot more upfront than you would be until you'd hit arbitration. Make him say no. That should be something that they do every single day. And if I'm him, I don't take it. But $300 million guaranteed when the most money you're going to make until arbitration is what you're already sitting on your signing bonus. Mm-hmm. It's a hard no. It's a hard no to give. I would say no, but I'd be doing that every single day if I'm ownership, if I'm Ben Cherington. 412-928-9370. There's so many angles to all of this. God, I love Paul Skeens. And God, the radio gods have smiled down upon us today. Here's another angle coming up. Ben Cherington and the Pirates organization actually deserve a lot of credit here. Like, it was not this fait accompli, like, oh yeah, definitely, you should take Paul Skeens. It was Skeens or Cruz, both guys named as generational guys, and they took this one. So we'll take your calls. We'll talk about that coming up next. We've got Jason Mackey joining us at 9 o'clock. Tony Busilli coming up at 9:35. We're having fun. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. This is turned into the Paul Skeens show today, and coming up in 10 minutes, how does what Paul Skeens is doing compare to other Pittsburgh rookie seasons that have been great and around Major League sports? Does he compare with the all-time greats, if you would extrapolate it over the course of the rest of the season? 412-928-9370. We don't give a ton of credit to Ben Sherrington around here or this organization at times around here, but can you imagine if Dylan Cruz was in Indianapolis and Paul Skeens was...
Yeah, who had the second pick?
Paul Skeens is out there throwing no-hitters someplace else.
The Nationals, I believe.
Yeah. Yep. And then you had Texas take Wyatt Langford, who is already in the major leagues. So just a quick look at what one Dylan Cruz is doing. He's in Rochester, which is, yes, affiliated with the Nationals organization. He's got a 713 OPS in AAA. He's hit three home runs in AAA. He's hitting 253 in AAA. Wyatt Langford is playing at the major league level. He's played 69 games this year, so they fast-tracked him.
Mm-hmm.
He's been pretty good. I mean, he's been above average, to be sure. He's got a 731 OPS. He has a 108 OPS plus, so 8% better than league average. But Paul Skeens is the NL and Major League Baseball ERA leader. So credit where credit's due. They picked the right guy.
Yep.
Can anybody argue that?
No.
Like, I don't even care what Dylan Cruz winds up being. Like, I don't care if he's a 30-30 guy from now till the end of time. Paul Skeens has the stuff, has the demeanor, has the work ethic, has the makeup of a potential all-time great. And Dylan Cruz is hitting 253 at AAA.
I do wonder how close it was, though. Like, was it like, you know, they knew the whole time? Was it down to the last minute? I do wonder, like, when they decided to pick him. When it was like, okay, this is who we're taking. Because some of those, I mean, you watch the NFL draft, and usually that first pick is announced before the first pick is. But sometimes, you know, even like the second pick or sometimes the first pick, they don't know. They're like, all right, what do we need? And, like, it's different because it's like, what did the Pirates need? You know, did they need an outfielder? Kind of, right?
Big time, maybe. Even.
Did they need a pitcher? Okay, I think it was a little bit tougher, but I have a feeling that they had the decision made before the draft, but I think it wasn't a sure thing like a month before the draft.
No way. Mackey is super tapped in. That's a really good question, and a really good question for Mackey to see if he can glean anything on that. I wonder just how close they were to pulling the trigger on Dylan Cruz. And I just got to say it. When we had the conversation the day after, I said you probably couldn't gone wrong either way. I was leaning Cruz because he's in the lineup every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought there's more value in a position player than a starter. And boy, do I feel like a doofus now. If Dylan Cruz were at the major league level and he was hitting 312 and had, you know, 790 OPS, we would still be saying, Crowley, you're a nincompoop.
Mm-hmm.
Poppycock.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Paul Skeens is doing things that no one in Major League Baseball is doing, and he's 22 years old. And it would have been maybe the nail in the coffin for a lot of Pirates fans if for Washington this year, a team that you're battling with in the wild card race, if he's out there pitching gem after gem after gem.
Man.
It actually, not even kidding, man, and it might be the Zins in the coffee, but it makes me nauseous just to think about that.
Yeah.
And I wonder how close it was to Wyatt Langford, because the argument at the time, you bring up a great point too. Like, Salamato, Bubba Chandler, Mitch Keller,
yep.
Jared Jones, Oviedo, Ortiz, probably then Rowanzi Contreras. Yep. Like, they're probably thinking, like, where's our strength? Ashcroft, like, we've got pitchers. We don't have a farm system that is teeming with good young hitters. Maybe the best of the bunch is Tamar Johnson, who's, like, still going through puberty. They could have easily justified it at the time.
For sure.
And I'm just so happy they didn't, because I was oozing yesterday my love for Paul Skeens, and I tell you, I've never anticipated watching an athlete more than this guy, and if he were doing it in Washington, I'd be clawing my eyes out right now. And if I were the GM of the Pirates, I'd have effed it all up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have effed it all up.
Yep.
Oh, thank God. Now you got to make good on him, and you got to build around him, but they got the guy in Major League Baseball everyone would want, right? Like, would you rather have him than Aaron Judge? Like, that's not to say this about myself, but a pretty good question, I think.
Man, I don't know.
Aaron Judge with 32 homers hitting .304 with an OPS over 1,000.
They cancel each other out.
They're the two best players in baseball.
Yes.
He's 32, so Ty goes to the guy who's 10 years his junior, I think, but... Brother, if you asked every general manager around Major League Baseball, who could you start a team with? I think the answer is probably Paul Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be close. And I guess Ohtani would be part of the conversation, but he's not pitching right now. All right, so just how good of a rookie season is Skeens having? Is it better than Crosby's 05-06 season? Is it better than Ben in 04? Is it better than Wilt Chamberlain's rookie season in the NBA? We'll pull some numbers. We'll have a discussion. If you can think of any rookie year that kind of blows you away, Pittsburgh Sports or otherwise, give us a ring. Give us a text. Give us a tweet. 412-928-9370. Right now, fam, weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 90.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.